Thanks to everybody for coming. We started this because of Esther's aspiration, and you noticed in the film she was one of the stars. So we have a situation where we're all in this boat together. We saw that little boat called Evolution, and things in the film are these questions, of course, that we're all asking ourselves. What we wanted to do with this series was not just have lectures and talk, we wanted some visual experiences that would hopefully, within ourselves, help to bring up some of that so that we could experience something, and then after the film or after whatever presentation we have, we could talk about it a little bit. So I would just ask if each of you would maybe, we're a very small group, each of you maybe could give us a few impressions or reflections on what you felt when you saw this film. We can start with Esther.
Let's close up. I'm there, everyone. Many, because I've known Alan quite well over good 10-15 years and interacted with him closely in Orville and in San Francisco. It's the first time I'm seeing the film, and they have a book. They have a book which is part of it, where the interviews are given at length. They're about 8 to 10 pages, so these are just brief extracts. My first impressions, I think, which are the only ones which perhaps are meaningful to set in motion, this kind, new kind of engagement and reflection on our part. I would say that there is what comes through the film is that a certain diversity of people in the, largely in the Western world, one has to say that, it is based there, are aware that the present state of consciousness is inadequate to live by, and another evolution is taking place to a higher consciousness. What that is, how we move toward it, all those questions don't come in. I would say the second point, we are here in Auburn. For me, that is the significant point. And many of us have been here for a very long time, or whatever the time factor. At whatever time we may have come to Auburn, we have chosen to come here, or we have been brought here. Let's put it like that, because when you hear the stories of each person who's come, you know that person has been brought here by whatever different experiences or means. And we are very conscious that in spite of all our external activities, that the change in consciousness has to be a very conscious, to use the word again, a conscious effort, and something which we have to explore in detail as to what the process of yoga is. It's interesting, the word yoga does not feature in this film. very hardly any if I got it right. And the work of integral yoga founded by Shubhendra, the mother, maybe Alan will do it in a subsequent film more explicitly, because it doesn't, this is like a preliminary, that's how I see it now. And we are very conscious that we are here as a collective of humanity, collective of 55 different countries, different generations, different kind of personalities, different kind of backgrounds, different kind of skills and capacities, but here is a collective mass, not just individuals reflecting on the world scene, but we are a collective mass and we are conscious of being here as a collective mass and interacting to be able to reach to a higher consciousness. But I must say that we are, in whatever degree, aware that there is a very specific process. And in the measure of our understanding, we follow that process. And the existence of, I would say, a being, not a place, like Matri Mandir, is a help and a guide. So, you know, I find ourselves in a very special position. And my hope is when Alan and his colleague come here early next year, their next round will focus on that. So it is good for us to know what the, where the world is. That's what really what the film gives us an impression of. But not where we are and we are trying to go, because I think those are several steps further on the way.
Thank you.
I'm relatively new to this, very wise and experienced people. But I was wondering, and it was not clear from the film, how do we assess, sort of evaluate this process of evolution, how it has grown to a higher level? How do we know? How do we measure? Is it possible to do that? And I wonder if you can throw some light on that. That if there is some measure, some methods that have been evolved. I know that in the case of Buddhist monks, like Matthew Ricard, who is an expert on meditating on compassion, they have done MRI scans and, of course, subjective experiences of deep meditation and compassion, and also other people's observations. So three ways of assessing the person: demeanor, his peaceful appearance, equanimity, love, compassion, and so on. But also certain parts of the brain light up when they do MRI scans. And somehow you can make a sort of assessment, people who are more wiser in this field, that a person is more evolved. But in the film it's not very clear. And in Auroville, I wonder if people have evolved some measures to assess this evolution to a higher level. Thank you.
I feel that the one thing that really shook me was that how creativity and how our creative expressions really come from a deep sense, where it's only through creativity we are able to access that place in us. And if I am able to manifest that in every work I do, I think it will be a better place to live.
For me, this film, the first time kickstarted me to be honest, to think about consciousness. But
At the same time, there's this one inevitable question which came up to me is that evolution is inevitable, is as what one of this para said, then why are we really running to it? Why can't this be existential? Or is something which came to me, but at the same time, I would have to say that it really got me thinking that maybe it is more than your just being there somewhere, there is a step which we all need to take further ahead towards awakening this consciousness, because I just felt that at least it jump started that thought for me as well.
Yeah, very interesting subject. Since I am here in Oroville, I've been working on my own awareness. Aware, or trying to be aware, conscious, all the time. Through one of my best friends, B, very deep conversations, but also to be here in Oroville. I had different experiences here in Oroville, and I agree with Esther, that it is a privilege to be here, because I do feel that there is different energy. And for me, that energy I can sense in Matri Mandir when we go for a walk early in the morning, or sunset. It's fine, it's so peaceful in Matri Mandir, but also here in Oroville, early in the morning and sunset, when you go for a walk, I sense this beautiful energy coming from the earth. And I love it. I love it. And this I haven't sensed abroad. It is always here. And I think, I don't know, you must sense this also in the rest of the world. But yeah. Yeah. What can I say? I could recognize things what they were saying in the movie. And for me, deepening the consciousness is, yes, through art, different forms of art, music, also through teaching, because in teaching, you have to be aware all the time. Kids will wake you up if you're not there, for sure, you know? So yeah, it is a beautiful journey.
I came very late, actually. I have no idea, but when Shardavan and Astaji spoke, then I came in the last moment, actually. Being a local, I had no idea at all what the vision of Oroville. But after I stay here of almost more than 27 years, I'm trying to learn, actually, what is integrative yoga and what is the divine consciousness. Well, I'm just still learning, actually, but definitely, even I don't have any hesitation to say that, even if I go to Matri Mandir, it took a long time to keep myself, the concentration, which is sometimes like really disturbing a lot, actually, because the person like me who comes from the Tamil tradition, of course, the parents always show the god, no, the statue of the God Murga, Shiva, this and that. But Oroville is totally different. You know, like when I go in Matri Mandir, the inner consciousness is in with you. If you concentrate, then definitely it's a kind of self-examine how you are and what you are. Just learning. Thank you.
The film was very beautiful for me. The artwork. I just have these moments of just deep down you feel very good when you look at something beautiful, and the film I had that effect on me, the film had, and one of the impression is just these experiences of so universal, like that is the stories of the people, the various people, it was very inspiring to know that it's not just in a corner in like South India that we are all having this experience, but it's not just that, it's not even like Yeah, it's across, it's a global phenomenon. Sometimes when we do yoga, or like when you try to practice all these things, it, there are moments when, is it just me doing this? Like, is it just me feeling, but to know that, yeah, it's just a collective experience. The film had made that impression. It is a collective experience, and it's beautiful. Thanks.
The movie actually didn't show me much new things, but they are condensed in 1 hour. The only thing which strikes me is like maybe that we are just serving to be expressed as a consciousness of cosmos, and I think it was said as a cosmos, not even as divine. So in this case, each of us is carrying something through all our beings, which is like a beach, sand, beach made out of sand. So each of us is just a small this thing which brings forward. Yet on the other hand, I sense for the last 40 years or so that the change is coming and is really huge. And it's actually going beyond our bodies, and it's definitely going beyond words. Even not word consciousness. It's going. And maybe the first step, as he said, is to realize that we are one, and we're just a portion of one. Yet we are serving the higher purpose. Somehow that's how I feel it. But we are getting more and more aware. But what is ahead of us? It's really hard. I cannot imagine. It's, I don't know, but the thought that maybe we are just serving that purpose for the divine, the cosmos, to express itself through the consciousness, it might be it. And I will agree with Astrology and the others who are living here in Orville. The process, it goes faster. Since we are supported with the beautiful energy and the grace that we are here, but I think it's happening everywhere, not only here. And somehow people do find the intuitively or just circumstances, they find the frame in which that can be put forward somehow, that you are pushed, that you are on the path to do a change and surrender maybe to those words.
So I found this movie very beautiful, and somehow it touches me deeply, but it also resonates with something that I already know inside. So it's like putting words and pictures on things that I know and I experience many times. And it really feels like I can feel the connection, like we're really part of the whole, by seeing these people who may be far away, and even picture of painting from times far away, but at the same time it's all here and now, and we're all together, all one.
We was waiting for this movie, we try to download this movie, finally we got the CD from Master. We are very happy to show the film to everybody, but I first time saw this movie, I really like very much. For my personal feeling, once I entered and I go to Mathir Mandir only, that time only I feel myself, my inner conscious and inner self, body self. And outside in the family, we could not analyze, we could not concentrate. No, once this is the Mathir Mandir is the right place to sense our body. So I'm very happy to see this film. Thanks to Astrid and B.
Yes, Esther just mentioned that we will continue this process, but right now the next film that we had planned, it's not available at the moment because the person is out. So we thought we would start again in July. So, and also next year, this man Alan and his partner Joseph, they will come here and do the world premiere of this film in Oroville, because it has not been shown publicly before. He just finished it, and he has been working on it for 10 years at least, and I met him also here and in California when he was working on it, and he has put his whole life into it. So what happened to him, his personal story, is not in the film, but he was working as a psychologist in Canada, in British Columbia, and he realized in his work that it was fine, he was helping a few people and this and that, but he said, no, evolution has come to a point where we really have to do more. We have to educate the whole global community about what's happening. And the work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother is so important that we have to do something. So he decided to make this film. And he was not a filmmaker or anything, but he learned all this and he got this other man to help him. He worked on grants. He went around for 10 years to do this. So it's an amazing achievement. It's a miracle in a way. And so of course we have tried to support him as much as we can. And he will be coming here, and we will have similar films like this so that we can all participate in this common evolution that we're all in. And of course, being in Oroville, it's the purpose of Oroville is this work. And the more we can bring it into an open focus, because we all get distracted with our daily activities, but we have to remember these core values and what Mother wanted of us as true Orvillians, to be the cradle of the supermental. So we're heading toward that supermental. So we must really take every opportunity to enrich ourselves so that we can do it. And so thank you all for being in this first session, and we will continue in July, and you can read in the news and notes, we will announce everything. Thanks to Bonnie, who has arranged everything, and Aster, who got the documentary from Alan himself. We did show this once, Shradhavan showed this once already in Savitri Bhavan about 2 weeks ago. But it was also a small group was there. So eventually we will show it in the wider order. So thank you again, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. For the first round of the gala, you can get this. We brought round, so let's enjoy having a copy. Let's enjoy having a copy of the gala.
Oh, yes, thank you.
It has to come more open again. It has to come more open, actually. I don't know how many people are aware of this.
Yes.
Presentation.
Yes.
This film is, by the way, was within my brain.
Okay.
Yesterday in one meeting, and there was a critical moment for myself, and I suddenly said,
"Use my question. Use my."
That's it. Have
you just mentioned that this phrase here, the space for grace,
yeah.
It was from Mr. Prem Malik, who was one of the pioneers of Oroville. And one time we were having these meetings, and he said that, you know, we have to leave a space for grace. And it caught on, and Aster has put that there, and then you have a whole planner here. Oh. It's all for grace.
Okay. Oh, good.
Thank you, Aster. That energy part is very true. Yeah? It's an energy which, it's a strange feeling, Nandini, as though you're right, it's happening everywhere. Huh? There's no doubt about it. That is why all the problems everywhere. But somehow, I have no idea why or how, we don't know, but I have the feeling that Divine has concentrated this effort by humanity in one place as a kind of center. Yep. But it's all over. But there is a center also. And the center is all of us here. All of us, without exception. I thought 55 countries is already a lot.
Yeah.
And we now have about two or three generations born and brought up here and working. It's somewhere like, it's like a mass that we worked upon.
A city which is blessed by the Mother and Aurobindo, no, by two giant souls. So I also think that, you know, that there's an effect. That is what I feel also. I don't know how to explain it. But
it's a feeling that we're being experimented upon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're being
experimented. Yeah.
Like guinea pigs.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we are the laboratory of evolution, and this gentleman would like us to be a little more scientific in documenting it, which is coming and does happen a bit. But we still have the evidence of where there's harmony, where there's peace, where things move forward. We know that it's working. And every journalist who came to Oroville in the early years said that it would fail, that Oroville would fail. And it was a doomed utopia that would fail because of human nature.
Yeah.
Because human nature being what it is, we can't get to this state. But we know that we can. Deep down we know. Every child knows that. And every child is born with this kind of hope. Why can't the world be a wonderful place? And it can, and we all know that. So deep in ourselves, it's in the Tamil tradition, it's in all the traditions in the world, and we're here to represent that, and we can do it.
Yeah.
And we are doing it, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 50 years, we've been doing it.
No, and these are the platform which is very often we need it, actually. Because if you see the present circumstance of Oroville today, so definitely
we need such a platform very often, because in the practical life of Oroville today, we are on a different track. So this other platform only can bring the unity and to realize human unity here, you know. Otherwise it's impossible. I'm really happy, I really touched actually. I'm sitting for not even a minute, but I see that when you people are giving your suggestions and this is really important. I'm really saying that I'm proud that somehow I've been connected to this, and no idea at all, definitely no idea at all about the background of my bonding and the life or anything. Once I came here, I'm trying to realize it. So maybe, I don't know, Mother might invite me to stay here and to realize it, you know. So I feel more, because almost now 50 years, these are the platform really need, actually. Only less than 3,000 people. And if we don't build this, imagine. Thank you.
Anybody else want to say anything? Feel free. So,
one last line that comes to me. There is some power, some creative power, that means business for the earth, and is working upon us in spite of us. We are not always willing instruments, no, that's what we are, no? It's working upon us, and there is no, we have no idea of evaluation, like those questions don't come in. They're not valid.
Yeah.
So you just, final word is surrender.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, well that's what that woman said there, the surrender, when she had to deal with those, her illness for her whole life. So she found the answer in surrender, which of course is what we all need, and we can understand it in many ways. But we're part of that divine plan, so it's just a question of feeling it and the vibrations are there in the earth, as Nandini said, it's in Auroville. But it is worldwide, and you know, even though we're only, let's say, 3,000 people here, we're connected all over the world. And we have the internet now, and people, we have a couple thousand visitors every day. So 1 million people a year just come and have a look at Auroville. So it is a huge impact, and it's only growing. So we're, this evolutionary thing is really moving.
And we're very fortunate.
Very fortunate. We're blessed.
Yes.
we're the lucky ones.
Lucky ones, yes.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We'll carry on.
Good night.